From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Kasell, and here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much. It's not quite spring, but we've decided to take an early spring break.
I barely had time to get into bikini shape. This six-pack doesn't come from a store, people.
We've combed our archives for our favorite segments, and we noticed some prominent themes in our coverage. For example, the Swedish furniture chain IKEA.
We mention them so often, we've gotten our own IKEA names. I'm Carl Moe, with two little dots over the A.
Here are some important stories from our IKEA desk, which naturally we had to assemble ourselves.
Mo, yes. IKEA is famous for making adorable cheap furniture and Swedish meatballs. Now they've announced plans to make a whole what?
Well, they also make lingonberries. They don't make them. They provide them. I don't think it's really adorable, the furniture.
It's kind of,
what they make. It's
kind of
very subjective.
Sort of an extreme extension of what they do already.
An extension of what they make already.
Maybe it'll be called Lingonberry Bird.
Oh, they're going to make an IKEA town.
Yes, they are.
An entire town.
They're going to build it. This new 27-acre community outside London will come with 40,000 pages of wordless assembly instructions.
I know.
And an Allen wrench the size of a telephone pole. It is yet to be named, but you can bet that the name will have an umlaut somewhere. The biggest danger, of course, is they finish building the whole town, the streets, the homes, and they have all these parts left over.
Is the whole town going to smell like meatballs?
It will.
That you don't really want?
Real estate analysts predict that in 2 years you'll be able to buy the whole town on Craigslist when everybody moves up to Crate and Barrelsville.
Where do you find contractors and construction workers to build an IKEA town? It just seems...
Oh, it's, you do it yourself.
Oh,
the entire town packs flat. You can put it on top of your station wagon. Bring it home. Open it up.
And here's another question from the IKEA files.
Roxanne, IKEA knows that shopping for furniture can be stressful for couples, and they're trying to help. What are they now offering at some of their stores?
Well, they already have a place where you can park the children.
Yes, that's great. But what they really need, and some now offer, is a place where you can park who?
Your mother-in-law.
No.
Where you can park husbands?
Yeah, basically a place to park your husbands, boyfriends. It's a play area for men. IKEA, as you know, if you go there, has a child play area called Small Land. And now women at certain IKEA stores can ditch their annoying husbands or boyfriends as well in Manland. You assume there's a little circle over the A, Manland. There's foosball, comfy chairs, video games, free hot dogs, everything a man could want, short of not being forced to go shopping in the first place. And this is great. They give the women who drop off the husbands and boyfriends a buzzer to remind them to collect their men. Before they leave the store. So now IKEA has to deal with both a pile of abandoned buzzers and a pile of abandoned husbands.
Let's take one more trip down the bewildering aisles of IKEA. For this one, we were joined by Mo Rocca, Adam Felber, and Roxanne Roberts.
Mo.
Yes.
A controversial decision by Swedish furniture maker IKEA has the company facing an international backlash. Customers around the world are horrified at IKEA's decision to change what?
Oh, gosh. It can't be their logo. That's too
It's
boring.
Close, actually, to their logo.
Is it not their color scheme?
No.
Does it have anything to do with their directions?
It has to do with their printed catalogs.
Oh, okay. That their catalogs are now... you're going to have to put the catalogs together without any instructions?
But no, people were crying all over the world. What the Helvetica, they were saying.
Oh, they've changed their font.
They did. We all know the IKEA font, right?
Yes, I love the IKEA font.
But the ads from the Swedish furniture maker IKEA caused horror, not because they'd raised the price in the Bjorkful candle holders, but because they changed their font. No more were the stylish BB Snur duvet covers advertised in the Futura font we all know and love. but instead they used that cheap, trashy, revised font, Verdana.
Verdana?
Verdana!
That trollop. Twitter instantly erupted with complaints. IKEA, stop the Verdana madness, came a plea from Tokyo. Words can't describe my disgust, said a disgusted Australian, using words.
To describe his disgust?
IKEA said, this is true. They switched to Verdana because they said it's more cost-effective.
Wait, what was the one they were using before?
They were using Futura.
Oh, that runs you by the letter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll run you, especially with the consonants. They add up.
Did you say Bjorkful at one point?
Yeah, I said Bjorkful.
But she's Icelandic.
I'm just telling you the name of the candle holders are Bjorkful. You are so Bjorkful to me.
Can't you see?
I think that should be a Marvel character.
Bjorkful. Which is I, Bjorkful. The power to disassemble myself and reassemble myself anywhere with a small minimum of cursing. I have the power to furnish divorced men's apartments.